when you think about a tech hotbed, you think hackathons and hoodies in Silicon Valley, right? Washington, D.C., with its suits, paneled hearing rooms, not to mention the botched rollout of healthcare.gov, not so much. But as other tech hubs are looking to disrupt industries, shake things up, and then deal with how they get regulated later, D.C. techies are working from the inside, and there are a lot of them. Let's check in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. That could only mean that someone from Recode is here, and it's Amy Schatz, senior editor of Tech Policy. She's out with a week-long series on DC Tech. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how's it going?
It's good. And DC Tech does seem like the two words that don't go together. So remind us, because you do. You talk about a company called America Online. I mentioned that to someone and they said, "What's that?" And I said, "It's AOL." So remind us of some of the history.
That's just a dagger in the heart of AOL's founders. Yeah, the internet was partially, came about because of DC, not just because of the funding from DARPA, which is defense research. They kind of fronted the money, but also because of America Online, which back in the day actually got Americans onto dial-up internet service and the whole "you've got mail" and everything. And that came from the suburbs of Washington out in Virginia. And since then, AOL was bought and sold and is now being purchased by Verizon. But, in the years since then, D.C. has actually become a bit of a tech hub itself. It's not as big as Silicon Valley, but it does have quite a few tech companies and tech workers here.
Well, you remind us, 79 of every 1,000 jobs in the Washington metro area are in tech. That's from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And a lot of them are young.
Exactly. D.C. has actually led the nation in the number of millennials who have been moving into these parts here, about 12,000 a year over the last few years, which is a huge sum of millennials coming in. And also the other thing that D.C. has going for it is also that a lot of the people here come with college degrees. The D.C. region actually leads the nation in the number of people with college degrees. About half the population here has that. And so you have a very talented, educated workforce, a lot of young people. And that sort of has helped, a lot of these companies sort of find talent and start working on new
right.
technologies.
Well, and talk about the other thing that seems so important about being in the Washington, D.C. area. You look at a company like Uber in San Francisco, starting there, and their model was the usual one: break into a market, disrupt it, and then figure out, how you might be regulated after you have had a huge success and people need to have you around. Talk about the tech industry in D.C. and regulation.
Yeah, that's worked pretty well for Uber, at least for a while in some parts, where you go in and you just kind of do what you want and then you apologize later. That's a little harder for other companies. And they've discovered that, in some ways they do need help in D.C. They do need to make sure that they don't run afoul of regulators. I think that's something that happened with another startup, really hot startup in Silicon Valley called 23andMe, which was a DNA checker. Mm-hmm. And you could kind of check your DNA and see if there are other people out there who had your similar DNA. And they were doing great until all of a sudden the FDA put the whammy on them and they had to sort of shut down and stop marketing. Yeah. And so, I think that's something that for companies and startups who want to disrupt new industries that are heavily regulated, like, healthcare and food, it's hard to ignore DC, and it's important to try to at least get some buy-in from regulators here.
Yeah, to be there to help influence them. Well, what else is going on here? Are these different kinds of techies? It's a very Washington, D.C. is a very, sometimes people are shocked. Sure, it has an arts culture there and a population that lives, in the way maybe young people live in other cities. But it's a very formal company town.
It is. It's a very risk-averse place. And that's been a problem, I think, for the tech industry out here, in that it doesn't sort of attract the same kind of people who might be attracted to an Austin or a New York or a Boston. It tends to be more the student class president types and the very sort of "I want to change the world" types. And that, creates very different kinds of startups. There's an incubator in downtown D.C. called 1776. And the whole idea there is that they have is to help companies who are not just trying to make money, but also change the world. And that's something that you don't necessarily hear a lot of in other tech hubs.
Yeah. And what else is there in Washington? It would seem obvious. There's the huge security industry. It would seem like there are opportunities for techies in D.C. there might not be elsewhere.
You know, it's been very interesting because most of Silicon Valley is pretty unhappy with the Obama White House in Washington because of the NSA and because of the mass surveillance. Whereas for DC techies, it's actually been a huge boon because it allows them to have jobs at an enormous number of security contractors and government contractors. And those who get these high clearances, security clearances, they can actually make, you know, thousands of dollars more than they would in any other job, even doing relatively mundane IT kind of things. And so it's been a huge boon for the industry in that there's a lot of tech workers here working at these government contractors.
Hmm. That's Amy Schatz, senior editor of tech policy at Recode, with her look at the booming tech population community in Washington, D.C. So, Amy, perhaps new grads should go east.
Exactly.
Already. Yeah.
Plenty of jobs.
Yep. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.